Hello there. Thank you for calling Clean Sky Energy. This is Jerry speaking. How can I help you today?
No, I see the message that we sell again. We need to call you back.
Yes, thank you very much. Is this Esther by any chance?
Yeah.
Hi there. This is my name is Jerry, and this is Clean Sky Energy. It's an electricity and gas company, a gas supplier, by the way. The reason for the call, ma'am, is because in your state, in Ohio and Massachusetts, there is the chance for you to select or to choose your electricity provider, the supply. If you want to lower the rate, you know, at the moment, are you paying a high electricity rate by any chance?
No.
Okay. Just to confirm, then, is your zip code 43229, just to make sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then you know what?
Yeah.
Are you a minor by any chance? Because I can hear you're very young. Hello? Are you the account holder by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Then you know what? You have such a young voice. So here's the deal, okay? You may be eligible to receive a new fixed rate in your utility bill that offers you a guaranteed price protection on the supply portion of your bill. So yeah, absolutely. It's just necessary to qualify and see if you are eligible for these benefits. Question at the moment, are you receiving any kind of, government help, you know, like assistance program, or do you have a regular job?
I've been looking for a job.
Oh, you have been looking for a job? I understand. You might have, some opportunities in that regard. But if you're not receiving any assistance from the government, you can definitely qualify for this. So here's the deal: we're not the utility company. We're just an energy supplier. And the reason for the call is because, as I mentioned before, you might be eligible. So at the moment, do you have access to any electricity bill by any chance? Can you grab a utility bill? Just to check some details very quickly. I guarantee it's going to be brief, okay?
Yeah.
Question then, how does the name appear on the bill? Okay, is that Esther Lutondi? Just to confirm,
yes,
I admit. Okay, beautiful. Is that Lutondi, just to confirm?
Yeah.
Great. So that's your name. Just to confirm, you said that you are authorized on the account, correct?
Which account? Yeah.
Okay, great. And what is the service address exactly as it appears on your bill? Is that 2040 North Cliff Drive in Columbus, Ohio? Just to confirm?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful then. To provide the correct rates, can I have, please, what is your utility company name? Just to confirm. Mm-hmm.
My company name?
Is that TM Electric? Or? Yeah. And do you know your utility company by any chance, the name?
No. I don't know the company.
Is that Duke Energy, Ohio Edison, Dayton Power? You know, there are some utility companies. So what is the utility company that currently is providing you the billing?
Ohio.
Pardon me?
Ohio.
Ohio Edison, you said? Just to confirm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Then you know what? Let me just check the rate that you might have been provided here. I see is 10 cents per kilowatt. Let me see. Just to know how much you're going to save, basically. It's basically very similar. So somewhere about 10 cents per kilowatt hour. This is very technical information, but at the end, it's good to know that you can have a reduction, and especially you can have the peace of mind of knowing that your bill does not go up or down, because we have a fixed rate, okay, which is beautiful for so many people. So, that's pretty much the requirement, and you definitely qualify for this. So I'm just gonna copy your information here so we can have a verification process. And just to confirm, your first name, Esther. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the authorized person, which is good. Now, question for you, is this your cell phone number or is this a landline, the one that you're calling me from right now?
No, it's my phone number.
It's your cell phone. All right, good. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to send you this information by email as well, just to confirm? What's your email?
Yeah.
Because I have an email about you. I just wanted to confirm. It says E-L-U-T-O-N-D-E, Elutonde,
yes.
288 at gmail.com. Is that your email, just to confirm?
Yeah, it's my Gmail.
Is your Gmail? Great,
yes.
Great. Then you know what? Let me just confirm then your address here. 1 second. Just a moment. And question, is the billing address the same as the service address, or is that a different address?
No, it's my address.
It's the same. Great. Then now, I need you to provide me, please, just a couple of details from your bill, which is basically the account number. Can you please check what is the account number on your bill, please, just to confirm?
Account number?
Mm-hmm, the account number. It's usually like a bunch of numbers, you know, but it must say account number, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know which account number.
It should be kind of a very long number, like 20 digits approximately. I know it's going to be a little rough, but no worries. Just locate the number and then we can go.
Which account number? I don't know which account number.
You don't know the account number. Well, at the top, maybe where the main information is, where you can locate your name, your address. There is usually a field that says account number. And let me see if I can get like a bill similar to yours, so I can help you locate the number. Give me a few seconds here. In the meantime, at the top right-hand side, what do you see? What information do you see located there in the top right-hand side of your bill? Do you see a bunch of numbers right there?
No.
Not really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, let me see. Okay, now I don't have a bill right now that looks like yours. I understand that it might be a little challenging, but if you don't mind, you can double check. Just look for the one that says account. And it might be a very long number, so if you don't mind, you can provide me with that number, and we can try and see if that is the right one. Okay, no worries. Mm-hmm. Do you see a long number?
No.
No? What do you see in the bill? What do you see at the very top, let's say, where your name appears and all that? Do you see customer number or something like that?
No.
Below the date?
Let me see.
Uh-huh. You see?
I don't see everything.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? According to my system, it says that the account number can be at the top right-hand side, like a little close to the amount due, where you see the amount you have to pay. So you might see account number, and as I mentioned, it's kind of a bunch of numbers, you know. Uh-huh. Do you see that?
No.
Oh. Is that bill the most recent by any chance, or? Okay. But did you find the electricity bill, the one that says, you know, Ohio Edison? Does it say Ohio Edison in blue letters by any chance, or? like
no.
So, question, what do you see in the bill at the top, let's say, like, the main title? What do you see on the bill? What is that title say? Does it say Toledo Edison? Does it say Illuminating Company? Does it say Ohio Edison? What does it say?
I don't know, because I have so much mixture, I don't know is which one.
Pardon me, what did you say?
I don't know, say everything, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Let me get to my supervisor so maybe she can guide you in a little better way. Okay, no worries, just give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Hello, good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Andy from Clean Sky Energy, ma'am. We're just trying to offer you a fixed rate for your electricity bill. We wanted to know, ma'am, well, first of all, can you tell me who is the name or what name appears on your electricity bill or your provider? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of your utility company? Mm-hmm. Take your time. I'll wait for you.
You want her over and over. You have to ask a question. So remember that we need, once she answers us, we need to know if she's pending. You know, are you on time with your payment? You know, sometimes we have to call this one.
Yeah.
I
was going to get there.
Because she might be a little impaired mentally, no, don't you think?
Okay.
Go back.